Homeland Security will give eight agencies a detailed look at the health of their networks and systems later this month. DHS will launch the first set of agency-wide dashboards under the Continuous Diagnostic and Mitigation Program. In his biweekly feature, Inside the Reporter's Notebook, Executive Editor Jason Miller writes about Homeland Security's plans to pick up the pace of continuous diagnostics and mitigation. He joins me now with more. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So is this something that is growing out of the OPM data breach, et cetera, or was this happening all the time?
Well, this program's been on the books, so to speak, for the last 18 months or more. I think they awarded the contract almost 2 years ago in this month in August. So this has been building and building and building. And what we're finally seeing now is this: the first iteration of this dashboard is being implemented across several agencies, eight total. And I think that's a huge deal, because what this dashboard will do is bring together all this information that these agencies maybe had separately or in other places, so they can really see the health of their networks. This has been a schedule that DHS has said time and again: we're following the schedule, we have a schedule. The protests and everything, all the challenges they face, have not really thrown them off or too much off their schedule. And I think that's key here, that, again, by the sometime this month, we may have even been launched for all we know. But the document that I've obtained through industry sources says basically this month they're going to launch this dashboard. And that's key. The other piece, Tom, just as a little bit of a reminder, DHS made the dashboard award. Well, it's actually, they did it through a joint venture. So joint venture Metrico, which is a small business, actually on behalf of DHS made the decision to go with the dashboard. And that's the RSA Archer EGRC platform, which, you know, basically to most of us means a little bit of nothing, except for it's an RSA product that's being implemented across the government. And I think that's what's interesting, because they had some troubles with this initially, and they seem to, you know, 9 months after the award, here we are ready for you know, version 1.0 launch.
Sure. So what will this dashboard look like, and which agencies are going to get the first look at it?
Well, let me start with the first agencies that will get it first. Now, DHS, the headquarters within itself, will be one of the first ones to get it, because they were the first task order awarded under the CDM program. Knowledge Consulting Group, that they won that award, and the bid protest by HP Enterprise Services was just decided by GAO in favor of the agency. So Knowledge Consulting Group is getting started. Booz Allen Hamilton won the second award, and they're implementing the dashboard at Agriculture, Energy, Interior, Transportation, Veterans Affairs, Office of Personnel Management, and the Executive Office of the President. They get more than just the dashboard. They're also getting several tools. But for this conversation, Tom, those are the eight agencies really that are starting out first. Now, what this dashboard will look like, it's going to look like every other dashboard, I think. You know, green, yellow, red. There's going to be three modules that really will give the agencies, chief information security officers, the CIOs, as well as the deputy secretaries, a better understanding, a more clear understanding of the health of their networks. There's going to be a federal enterprise management module, a continuous monitoring module, and an on-demand applications capability. Now, each of these, there's not a lot of definitions of what each of them are, but you could just say, you know, federal enterprise module, how is your agency doing against everybody else? A continuous monitoring module, again, what's the health of your networks, your data, your systems currently, you know, is as near real time as possible. And then the on-demand applications capability is something you can probably pull up and take a look at and say, okay, let me see the health of a specific application or a specific system.
All right, so these dashboards, do they derive their data from Einstein systems at these agencies, or from just whatever tools that the agency has in place to monitor what's going on from its own networks?
So yes to both. It's basically what the dashboard's goal is: to pull data from all systems, all tools. So whether it's those under the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program, the CDM program, or Einstein, or another one, they all can be hooked up. The goal of the dashboard really is to hook up and bring all that information together in one place.
Now, eventually, Jason, I guess agencies are supposed to have their own dashboards with their own CDM programs. What's the timetable for all of that?
Right. So what's happening now is each of these individual agencies will get their dashboard. There's also one that's going to be developed, a government-wide dashboard, and that's going to be placed in the U.S. CERT at DHS. And that initial version actually could be up and ready in second quarter of fiscal 2016. So we're talking about, you know, early 2016 calendar year. And basically what's going to happen is each agency will have one enterprise license, and there'll be multiple instances of that application, according to this presentation that I've obtained.
Well, hopefully they won't have to call it continuous resolution and moderation program because there's that intervening. And I wanted to also ask you a brief question about the M part of that program, the mitigation program, because a dashboard implies you can see what's going on. But once the idiot light turns red, what can you do? So is there a mitigation part of all of this?
Of course. Now, each of these phases that DHS has rolled out comes with a series of tools. And what's interesting is they're already talking about phase two, and that's really when you're going to get more of the powerful tools that the agencies can use. I mean, a lot of the initial tools from under phase one are just, okay, do we know what we have? Can we find what we have? What's the health of what we have? And then when you talk about mitigation, Tom, that's where phase two comes in. There's going to be five services: access control management, security-related behavior management, credentials and authentication management, privileges, and boundary protection. Now, the DHS and GSA, who's acting really as the procurement arm for this program, they're preparing the first task order under this phase two for, again, first quarter of 2016. So there's going to be a lot of action, you know, in the October, November, December timeframe that we're heading into.
All right, we're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, who has, in fact, just posted this morning his Inside the Reporter's Notebook, his biweekly feature. And also, you write that some mysterious disappearing federal employees have resurfaced.
This is fascinating. Now, I have to give our colleague Francis Rose the credit here. He is the one who pointed me out to this. But basically, Barry West, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation's chief information officer, he has been on, quote-unquote, administrative leave since early June. The reasons why, nobody really knows. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's really heard too much from Barry West. Even some of my vendor friends have said, you know, I talked to Barry and all I got was, yeah, he's upset or he's not happy or whatever. But no real details have emerged. And the FDIC is not saying what's happening. Why is he on leave? It's personal issues. But the rumor mill is pretty hot. Well, just last night, he seemed to have updated his LinkedIn page, and it says he's now the president of the Mason Harriman Group. Now, Mason Harriman is a management consulting firm, and according to them, they utilize former CXOs as advisors and consultants. They hold several contract vehicles, including Eagle 2 at DHS. They have three General Services Administration schedule contracts, 70 for IT, MOBIS for management consulting, and financial and business solutions. So interesting enough that Barry seems to have landed. He seems to be out at FDIC. I did send an email to Barry West. I've not heard back from him. Of course, it was late last night, so maybe that's not so surprising. But we'll have to also check in with the FDIC later today. One note about that, Tom, the FDIC still lists him as the CIO and chief privacy officer, but that has not been updated since August 12th. I know it's only 5 days ago, but maybe so. What I'm thinking is something happened just very recently, and Barry West updated his LinkedIn page. So a little more details about what's going on to the mystery there.
All right. And you've also got a few other changes in the personnel field of people that are prominent.
Yeah, the comings and goings. It was a busy month. You know, a lot of people are on the move. Let me start with the Recovery Board CIO. He's leaving. Hemeth Sethi was the CIO, took over for Sean Kingsbury, and Sethi now is heading to be the Vice President of Technology for Best Tech, which is a small 8A firm that provides services to the government. Some of their customers include the Department of Agriculture and many others. Interesting enough that, you know, the Recovery Board, Tom, as you remember, is actually sunsetting at the end of September. So maybe it's not so surprising that Sethi has a new job, considering he was probably going to be out of a job pretty soon. Another one that's on the move, the Treasury Department is getting a new deputy CIO. Eric Olson is moving there from the Justice Department, where he spent the last 12 years working in the CIO's office. He was acting CIO at one point. He also was a deputy CIO working in director of service engineering and also director of e-government services. And finally, one other one, GSA is getting a new person, Steve Krause. Maybe people know him from his work in industry. He worked at Pragmatics. Most recently, he's the head of over at Sensio Consulting Services. Not the head, but he worked in the corporate area, corporate development officer. And Steve's actually going to run the category management program management office. That's a lot of management there. And basically, he's going to help GSA and other agencies kind of really build tools, processes, strategies to really get these different categories going. Now remember, this is part of GSA's hallway program.
Right.
This is part of the big administration push to really buy differently. So Steve Krause heading to government. He's the second person to head to government from industry. Dan Tomey, if you remember him, Tom,
yeah.
He also came recently.
All right. All I can say is I remember, I've been around long enough to remember when Steve Krause's mother was involved in the market with the firm and so forth.
You probably remember when Steve was in high school.
Pretty much, I do. Well, good luck to him going to GSA. I'm sure he'll do a great job there. And just returning back to the whole cybersecurity issue and GSA, there's some changes in their whole schedule work with respect to cybersecurity.
Absolutely. Report. Now, what GSA is thinking is, and wants input from both industry and agencies, is they have on the GSA IT schedule six different what they call special item numbers, SINs. And they're saying, you know, maybe this is not the right way to present.
Sure,
to
is the
offer
worst acronym you can think of.
The sin, I know, the cybersecurity sin that we have all committed. Maybe that they could present cybersecurity products and services differently. Maybe there's a better way to do it. So GSA released a request for information to industry and to agencies saying, help us think through this. Here's some ideas that we have. So we do have that linked up on federalnewsradio.com. Basically, they're looking at breaking down cyber into three categories: hardware, software, services, and then there's several subcategories underneath that. The whole goal is can we buy this more efficiently, more effectively? Can we make it easier for agencies and for vendors providing these services?
All right, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio's executive editor. As always, we appreciate that update.
My pleasure, Tom.